Well, we've already said something similar in the first paragraph of the Shema. So Rashi there says Vishinantum Lavanecha is talking about one's students, but here Rimadtim Oisamas Benechim is talking about one's children. What is the difference, though, between Ladaberbam and Vidibartabam? There's a Ramban. And the Ramban says, it's possible to say, Al Derech HaPshat, that this Ladaberbam is telling us so much more than Vidibartabam. What did it say in the first paragraph of the Shema? Vidibartabam, Beshivtecha, Beseicha, Berechtecha, Vaderech, Beshachvecha, Kimecha. When you're sitting in the way, when you're sitting in your house, we're going on the way. When you go to sleep, when you get up. But this is so much more. V'limadtem oisamos b'neichem. Teach your children. Until they talk about this. Until you talk about this with them. The whole time. Meaning it's a form of education from parent to child. Where the child has a desire to learn. And an attachment to learning. At every moment. It's not enough just to teach the material. It's not enough just to teach the curriculum. Rather, it's teaching an attitude, a love, a desire, a connection. A love of learning that is so great that it creates lifetime learning. Our children should be long-term learners. I'm not talking about what they do professionally, but to sow the seeds when they're young. So whatever they do when they're older, they have a deep and real attachment to Torah and to Torah study. That's what it means, ledaberba. To put into their hearts a love that they'll desire learning at every moment. Ramban goes farther. Because Vishinantam is talking about mitzvahs. To get it into our heads, into their heads, to internalize it. But here, it's not just to teach them about the mitzvahs and give them the information. There's a dynamic over here that they themselves will speak to you about it whenever they have the opportunity to. That's what it means. Kimeh Shamayim Al Aretz. Kimeh Shamayim Al Aretz is for all generations. Meaning our job as parents is to inculcate our children with the love of Torah. For not only will our children have a constant relationship with it, but that relationship will be so strong that we've sown the seeds for the future of the Jewish people long term. To be so passionate about it, to be so on fire about it, to be so connected to it, that we're able to pass that on with an energy that will last for many, many generations to come. That's awesome. But it's also central and it's essential. And that's why it's here in the Shema.